Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's only one way to find out if he checks off the big penis box, okay?
I got a letter from an inmate.
No.
His ideal date is conjugal visits, apparently.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you hear?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to drop some truth.
Truth.
Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
How you doing this week?
You know.
Unabomber. You look like the Unabomber.
Here's the thing.
You walk in here with a hoodie, a black hat.
Yeah.
And the hood is on your hat.
Yeah.
And some Ray-Bans.
Yeah. That are also black.
What's up with all this?
I don't know. It just feels all right. It feels fine. It feels good.
Okay.
Am I not allowed to look the way I want to look or feel the way
fine.
I want to feel?
That's fine. Express yourself the way you want.
Express yourself. How are you?
I'm good. I think I'm getting sick.
Coronavirus?
I hope not.
I had to take a day off yesterday.
Oh, I feel you on that. I left yesterday early, actually, because I wasn't feeling good. So I didn't even know you weren't here.
I don't know what it was, but I just recently got over a cold. So it wasn't that, but I had some.
Wait a minute.
Did I
catch it from you?
I don't think so. Had we gone out and party and like, you know, like, hey, Bree, take a drink of this, my drink here,
yeah.
Taste this, then probably, but I don't think that happened. Or maybe it did. I don't know.
I was thinking
we spent
that,
a lot of time together.
I was thinking that I got sick because I was traveling over the weekend.
You probably
and
did.
And I was partying a lot with my family.
I guarantee that's what happened.
And I have like had no sleep and I went straight to work when I got back.
Wait a second. So you just listed off all those things and yet you're blaming me? I saw a tweet.
Yeah.
Okay. And I watch a lot of YouTube. Okay. And this is one of my favorite YouTube people. And it really upset me. It kind of turned me off of this YouTuber because of this tweet. He retweeted, Super Bowl halftime show panned as softcore porn. And he quote tweeted that and he said, thankful that I didn't watch the Super Bowl this year and also extremely saddened to hear the evil and sin that has been glorified during the halftime show.
Gosh.
And I'm like, you know what's funny? Where was your outrage last year when Adam Levine was stripping on the stage? Nobody said anything about that.
Why would they?
Because apparently that's okay.
Yeah, but I mean, white male, come on. Oh, we almost had a mess in here,
you
guys.
Yo, I spilled a little bit, but I'm totally okay with that because that could have been really bad.
We could have just ruined our whole show right now.
Yeah, we could have. I'm going to clean
this up. Alec has an open container of Monster Energy drink.
I'm an adult. You think I could be able to handle this, but apparently
he
I cannot.
Just spilled it, but not enough to where it gets in on the board and we have technical difficulties.
I caught it with my sleeve. That was almost bad.
Wow. But that's anyways, awesome. Good. I seen that. Right. Yeah, right there. That's all. Okay. So anyway, time in.
The outrage is ridiculous. It's unnecessary. And if you do you ever watch the Olympics, Bree?
Yes, every year.
You ever watch the gymnasts compete?
Every year.
Guess what? They're wearing.
I mean, every 4 years.
They're wearing the same exact thing.
For 2 years.
That J-Lo and Shakira were wearing.
But it's just annoying because, I mean, I could go on for days about this damn thing. I'm a Latina, just take that out of it.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just saying, take that out of it, okay?
There's like three words that Bree says where you can tell that she is of Hispanic descent.
Oh my gosh.
And Latina is one, or carne.
How do you want me to say it? Okay, I'm a Latina.
Carne asada?
I'm a Latina.
What did you just say?
I'm a Latina. You feel better?
Well, I'm just saying.
Are you feel more comfortable?
Listen, I am just saying, there are like four words that you say, and just, this is not a knock on you. Bree does not speak Spanish.
I don't. But if I'm going to say a couple words correctly, I have to
Latina,
say them correct.
Carne asada. Like when we go out to
eat.
Yeah. I have the carne asada.
No, I never say that. I always say asada. I never say carne. Never. I always say just asada. Like, come on. You know it's true.
Oh, that's funny.
I shorten it down. Anyway, my point is, take all that out of it. It was a great show. They're great performers.
It was entertaining.
It was very entertaining. It was live. It was energetic. They sang live.
Forget the fact that J-Lo can't sing.
Yeah. I mean, but she piped it out. I mean, you know, like, I'm not saying it's the best.
She can't sing.
Lord knows, I am not a fan of J-Lo's voice. I think she is the worst, and she's a great entertainer. So I'll give her that. And it was a great show. And we know Shakira and her have been shaking their butt for years.
Yeah.
Why is it
Super Bowl
bad now?
The Super Bowl halftime show is the biggest stage you can play on in the world.
I guess.
So it's on a magnified level. There's over 100 million viewers of the Super Bowl, 102 million this year.
Is it bigger than watching the Olympics?
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
That's the biggest stage in the world for entertainment. It was magnified, the level of people who are watching it. And my thing is I don't care about any of that because softcore porn. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I just think people are blowing it out of proportion.
People need something to be sensitive about.
They're like, oh, our kids. Okay. I'm pretty sure your kid is at school talking to their friend about more way dirtier things than this.
Why all of a sudden is the Super Bowl apparently family friendly? Did they advertise it as family friendly?
And here's the deal. The NFL has been covering up all these guys' sexual allegations for years. So if you really want to support the NFL.
Y'all watch Jerry Rice play.
Michael Vick.
No, Michael Vick. No, he did the dogs.
Still, that's bad.
Well.
That's bad. Who else? Ray Lewis.
Thank you, Ray Lewis. Y'all watched Ray Lewis play.
See?
Forever. Forever.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to hate on the NFL, then hate on the NFL. Don't hate on the halftime show. These women did a phenomenal job. And yeah, bang, bang, Latino gang. Okay. Oh, I'm going to add that in there now.
Welcome to Bree's Real Talk.
Okay, Alec, I have something very, very important to show you.
Okay.
Do you see this in my hand? What does it look like?
A piece of mail. Super important, Bree.
Yeah.
Great content.
No, wait. This is... Okay, I can't make this stuff up, Alec. Read what it says. What does this envelope say? Read what it says.
This was mailed by an incarcerated individual confined in Washington State Department Correctional Facility.
I got a letter from an inmate.
No.
This is how you know you made it.
Is this fake?
This is how you know you made it. No, this is not fake. What does it say? Who is it addressed to? Read it.
Bree, Hot 1037.
Thank you. To our address here at our building. Okay? I received this letter from this inmate.
Oh my God.
I've never received a letter from an inmate before.
This is a whole other level from the DMs. I don't even know what to say.
I'm telling you, this is so weird that immediately when I started my podcast, every single week, I'm getting like real life scenarios that I'm like, oh my God, we could talk about this.
Please.
This is, I had my ex text me in the past 3 weeks. I'm getting these crazy DMs all of a sudden. And now I have an inmate writing me like, man, I made it.
This is you making it?
I mean, hey, he's listening. Thank you for listening. Shout out to, wait. I want to read you the letter. Okay, can I read it to you?
Do we know... hold on.
Uh-huh.
Do we know...
We're not going to say his name, right?
No, I don't want to say his name.
Do we know what this man is in prison for?
When I got to work this morning, this letter was on my desk. And I didn't even think of anything. I thought it was like fan mail. You know, people, I mean, obviously it is. But I didn't know what it was. I thought it was from a business or something like that. I didn't really pay attention. And then I came back to my desk after getting coffee.
Let me see it.
I read the front and it said was mailed by incarcerated individual.
I'm going to, hold on.
Here. And I was like, wait a minute. What the hell is this? So I haven't looked anything up. I was actually waiting for you to get here so we could talk about it.
Okay, so he's at the Monroe Correctional Center in Monroe, Washington, which isn't far from here.
Not at all.
It's like 30 minutes, right?
Right. Are you going to look him up?
Yeah, but hold on a second. What's S-O-U? He's in MCC S-O-U.
S-O-U? I don't know.
Special, that's like the wing of his...
Special Victims Unit?
That's a TV... Special Offender Unit.
Ooh. Oh. No. I do not want to be this guy's
pen pal.
It
is like the TV show.
It is, right? Law and Order? I love that show. Wait, let me read you the letter. Are you ready?
Boom, boom.
And it wasn't, this is actually fairly new, a new piece of mail.
When did it come?
Well, he dated his letter as 12820.
He dated it?
He dated it, yeah. 12820.
I'm going to look up what he's in prison for in the Special Offender Unit.
Okay, can you multitask while I read it?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Bree. The reason that I'm writing you this letter is because I would like for us to keep in touch with one another. Well, my name is blank, and I'm from blank. The reason why I'm up here in Washington is because I have family up here.
Stop.
Okay, sure, that's why.
The reason you're up here is because you're in prison.
Thank you. All right. Liar. Great. He's already a liar. I'm not looking forward to this. He's already lying to me.
All right.
I'm also an artist. I rap. I done recorded my music over the phone from here. And plus, I talked to some people at a record label, and they told me that they is looking to work with me. My little sister already talked to some people as well, and they is looking forward to shooting my music video when I get out of prison, so I already have stuff set up for me. But this is where I need you.
Oh, so no, listen.
He's using me because I work for a radio station.
You thought this was fan mail. No. He's a established phone rapper.
Wow.
Imagine that. Imagine what kind of quote-unquote record label this must be to work with a man in prison over the phone.
He must be that good.
You think when Lil Wayne was locked up, this is what they did?
100%.
Just rapping over the phone?
This is how all the stars are made. Come on.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so he goes on to say... Wait, God, I lost my train of thought. Where is it at?
That's why he needs you.
Okay, but this is where... I need you at, because I'm trying to get my music on the radio so people can hear it up here, because people back home in blank done heard my music already and they said that they can vibe to it. You know, they like it. Bree, I am back in court, so I am looking forward to coming home soon because I have a good case and my lawyer told me that she is going to get me home. So I would like to meet you and get to know you. I listened to you on my radio and you seem like a real nice, beautiful woman. And I guess you never had a person write you from prison before. Don't worry. I am a nice person with a good heart and I know where I'm headed in life. So I am somebody with making things happen with the plans that I have. I see one way and that's the top. My family owns businesses and so they know a lot of people. And my aunt. Oh, this is the best part. And my aunt's the woman who did the song with Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back. She has her friend. She has her as a friend on Facebook. I seen her, okay? Bree, I will be looking forward to hearing back from you soon, okay? So take care of yourself and every little thing that I said in this letter is true. I don't have no reason to lie, okay? Respectfully, blank. P.S. My rap name is Fox Dog because foxes is lil dogs. What? That's the best part.
Oh my God.
That's the whole letter. Okay, so he's using me to get his music on the radio. I thought he was just a fan. Guess not. And he knows Sir Mix-a-Lot, so there's ties to me there too, I guess.
He doesn't know Sir Mix-a-Lot.
His aunt, sorry.
His aunt knows somebody who worked with Sir Mix-a-Lot,
right? Mind you, he wrote Sir S-U-R, not like S-I-R.
Want to know my favorite part? Is he says how he's a nice, honest man that knows where he's going. You want to know where he's going, Bree? Because I know exactly where he's going.
Back to his cell?
After looking up this man's record.
Wait. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. I lost my train of thought in reading this letter to you, which was very hard to read because there is no punctuation whatsoever. It was a run-on sentence. I'm very annoyed by that. That's red flag number one for me.
The grammar is unbelievable.
I love proper grammar, and there was no grammar in this at all. What? Okay. Enlighten me. What is this guy in for, please?
This man is 41 years old, has been, this time he's been in jail since 2013. He's there until 2025. Unless this magical lawyer can get him off.
Wow.
You want to know why he's in this time?
Please.
Felony harassment, assault in the second degree, and violating a restraining order. He has three previous domestic violence situations in Tacoma. He has assault in the second and third degree and two other restraining orders that are currently active.
This guy is a winner.
The special offenders unit, by the way, is for inmates who are mentally unstable.
God, you know, I always go after guys that are wrong for me.
We talked last week about your perfect man.
Jail was not on my list of a perfect man.
Prison?
Okay, sorry, you're right. Prison was not on my list of a perfect man.
Well, I wonder if he's got a big old penis. Because that was on the list.
Would that rule it out?
I think that, like, if he's got a big old penis, he's swinging one.
I don't think he's trying to be my perfect man, though. This guy just wants me to hook him up with a record label.
He is using you.
He wants my job. He wants my job, not me. I don't know. Should we write this guy back?
No.
Good. Yeah, you're right. I'm not trying to write him back. You're right.
Stop. I'm going to do you one better.
Oh, great. I already know how you think. You're going to...
We are going to visit...
I knew it.
Fox Dog. We are going to go to the Monroe County Correctional Special Offenders Unit, and we are going to have this man on our podcast on Breeze Real Talk.
Alec, you know what? I love you, man, but...
We don't have a choice.
I don't think...
Literally, we don't have a choice.
I don't think you have my best interest in mind. I really don't.
We talked about last week finding you a perfect man, and I said... You need to stop looking for men in bars and clubs.
Oh, so in jail is better? Are you kidding me? This guy has a record. Domestic abuse? Yeah, thanks, Alec. You want me to get beat up?
Domestic violence, felony harassment, assault in the first, second, and third degrees.
Perfect.
Three restraining orders.
Written all over it. Yeah, you're right.
Just think of it. You never have to worry about him cheating because he's in jail for the next 5 years. You know where he's going to be, right? You don't have to worry in the middle of the night, like, where's Fox Dog at? Oh, he's in his cell.
Rapping about me.
Yeah, he's on the phone rapping to this made-up record label, coming up with ideas for his fake music video.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't you pay? I would pay money to hear that those raps over the phone. I would pay money.
No, I would not.
Okay,
pay. If
we can't, I don't know. I've never been to prison, never been to jail. I've never even visited.
Lucky.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, you're so hardened.
Sorry. We'll talk about that story another time.
I don't know process of going to visit someone in prison?
It's actually not. It's like you fill out a form.
But can we bring in recording equipment?
I think you have to ask about that. But the process is fairly simple. You fill out a form and they either deny you or accept you.
Let's go.
And I think it depends on this guy's level of security he needs to be under and things like that.
This isn't that bad. Honestly.
Are you yawning?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
I've had a long, long couple of days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Monroe Correctional Complex is 31 miles away from here. It would take us 40 minutes.
Are you driving?
I'll drive.
You got to go with me.
Of course. You think I would miss Fox Dog? We got to go.
But here's the thing. What are we going for? We're just going to go to hear him rap?
Well, of course we're going to hear him rap.
I like that. We need it. Why are we going?
There are two sides to every story. I would like to hear his side of the story as to why he's in prison. I would like to hear his rap music. I would also like to hear his intentions for you.
No.
Because
he just said he wants to use me for the radio. He says it in his letter.
He also said that he thinks you're a very nice person from listening.
Which, obviously, let's be honest, it's true.
And I think I'm going to ask him, listen, Fox Dog, are you a single man? Are you a single man? Do you have any love interests for Bree?
You need to quit right now. I want to go.
And if he does, I'm going to ask him things like, what's your ideal date? Do you have any education? Do you have plans other than being a fake rapper? What do you do for fun other than beat people up?
His ideal date is conjugal visits, apparently.
Well, let's set one of those up. Hey, there's only one way to find out if he checks off the big penis box, okay? And that's, at this point, it's a conjugal visit.
The only reason why I want to go now is because I want to hear you call him Fox Dog. Say it again.
Fox Dawg.
The way you say it, Fox Dawg. My God.
He spells it D-A-W-G.
I know, but you say it like the whitest person I've ever met in my life.
I am the whitest person you've ever met in your life.
No,
Fox
that's not.
Dawg.
That is not true, but.
Listen, we need to go meet Fox Dawg. Or at the very least, can people in prison call people?
I don't know. I don't know that answer. I do not know that. I can ask some people. I know a couple cops, a couple correction officers.
I've never dealt with anybody in prison. Fox Dawg would be my first.
Let me call my brother.
Okay.
You want to call him right now?
All right. We need an expert.
My brother works in a facility. Can you hear it? Hold on.
Turn it up.
Hello?
Hey, I have a question.
What's that?
If someone is locked up in jail, if they're incarcerated, can they use the phone to call somebody?
Yes.
They can, right?
Yes.
It doesn't matter the level of security you're on?
In California, yes.
Oh, is it different to state to state?
I mean, I can't speak on, you know, Washington, but I mean, in California, we give them a whole bunch of rights. Yeah, huh. They can talk on the phone.
How would we contact somebody in prison?
To set up a phone call.
They have to contact you.
Huh.
If we wrote them a letter.
So we got to write them a letter to
give
contact
them the number.
Us. We got to.
Yeah, well, something like that. I mean, you know, communication, they use letters and then, you know, they have visitation and all that. And that's how they. And they're like, okay, we set up, okay, I'm going to call you around this time on this day. Like, okay, you call me every day on this time, so they always know.
Is it an easy process to go to a prison to record somebody, like taking in recording equipment?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure you have to go through, like, a whole bunch of, like...
Background
checks and, yeah, all that stuff.
Okay. All right. It's doable, Alec.
Let's do it.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right,
bye.
You heard it there from your brother, who is a correctional officer.
Yes, from the source. He works in prisons. So we write him a letter. We tell him to call us, which
no.
I like that option.
No.
That's my first option.
No.
But you would like to endanger your dear friend, Bree, and you want to go visit him.
Having him call us is option B.
No, that should be option A.
No, we'd have to send him a letter to tell him to call us at a certain time.
Look,
and then
bro.
He may not even do it.
I don't want a stalker if we get approved to go.
He is in jail until 2025.
You act like that's hella far away. We're almost in 2021 already. Come on.
It's what?
Time is short.
It just turned 2020.
Life is short.
He has at least 5 years. And this guy has a record going back to 1997, okay? All the way back to 97 was his first criminal charge. Dude's going to be back in jail in a couple months anyways, probably for stalking you.
Wow. You know what? You get on my damn nerves, Alec. I swear.
We got to do this. I'm going to start the process as soon as we finish this.
If you... Ay, ay, ay.
We're going to go visit Fox Dawg. Fox Dawg.
I'll only go if you talk to him like that, though. You cannot say his name any other way. You have to promise you're going to say his name exactly
Listen,
like that, in that connotation, every single thing.
I would love to, but here's the thing, is I have this horrible feeling that I'm... This guy, okay...
He's going
to
beat you up.
I honestly, like, it just seems like a scary situation for me. I'm not a very big dude.
Oh, wow. Now you admit it.
Yeah, now I admit it. I'm six foot tall, okay? I don't have a bunch of huge muscles. I'm not fat by any means, and I'm not super scrawny, but I don't have big muscles. I probably can't take this guy.
What if we show up and he is like 4'3", shorter than both of us?
He might still take me. I don't know.
Super small.
Yeah.
He did say, P.S., my rap name is Fox Dawg because foxes is lil dogs. Maybe he's lil.
Oh.
He's a lil dog. He's a lil dog. Lil pup.
Maybe.
Maybe he's little. So maybe we don't have to be scared.
Listen,
maybe I could take him.
I would love to call him Fox Dawg.
Okay.
Be like, hello, Mr. Fox Dawg. Nice to make your acquaintance.
Too
I probably couldn't use that word.
Too appropriate.
I'm not sure he knows what acquaintance means.
Not at all.
By reading this letter.
You guys, thank you for joining us on another Breeze Real Talk.
Oh,
we cannot
man.
Make this stuff up. This is real situations happening to me, unfortunately, and not Alec. Why don't you get inmate letters?
Nobody going to send me an inmate letter. Maybe they would if they knew I look like Justin Timberlake.
Oh, hell. Oh, God. No, he does not.
According to your mom, I do.
Oh, God. One person.
That was weird.
Yeah. Don't talk about my mom like that. We're done here. Thank you for listening to another episode of Breeze Real Talk with It's Your Girl Bree on social media and...
Alec, A-L-E-K on the radio, no spaces.
We appreciate all the listens, all the subscribes.
Yeah. All the listens.
All the listens.
Subscribes. boy, Fox Dog is really rubbing off on you.
You know what? I shouldn't have read that letter. Now look at me. Thank you, guys. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if we're on Spotify just yet. You can check. And you can also listen to the podcast on
radio.com
and on hot1037seattle.com. Thank you. We'll catch y'all next week.
From the prison.
No.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.